Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Webcast Beacon Network News Post Podcast, or whatever the heck it's supposed to be. I am here reporting on the webcomic Blind Date 2012. Yes, some of you might have remembered that about a little over a month ago. About 2 weeks ago, the 14 people were paired together, the 14 writers with 14... seven writers with seven artists were paired together. We only have five out of the seven pairs actually reporting in with a comic. First off, we have a pair by... again, I apologize if I get any or all of these names incorrectly pronounced. David Turlock had written with artist Stephen Novak. David Turlock is from a webcomic called The Bad Guys, and Steven's at badguyscomic.net, and Steven is from stevedrawsstuff.blogspot.com. They have their comic up. You can see that on our site. Another one was written by Carrie Marin, and art was done by Ahmed Fahim. Carrie is from West of Bathurst. If I'm saying that right, at westofbathurst.com, and Ahmed is from silentpirate.com. Go ahead and check their comic. They have they both have a link on their own sites. Another one is written by Michael Ballisteri at blacksnowcomic.com, and art by Sergio Ragno of 13thchild.net. Another one by Lance of plusonecomics.com. With the art by Andrea Gigaroff, maybe, at outforasmoke.thecomicseries.com. And lastly, of what we currently have, written by Ryan Estrada from orionestrada.com, with art by Bill Ludwig from thislittlepiggy-fm.blogspot.com. And you can check out all their Blind Date 2012 comics. Oops. And again, this is 5 of 7. So if the other two pairs happen to come in, I'll with their work, I'll add it to this post. So go ahead and check that out. Of course, you're listening to this at webcastbeacon.com. Still kind of gonna work the kinks out for this whole sort of collaboration thing, so we can better do it next year, as well as any future plans again, or you know, like we did the Secret Santa before, and maybe we'll do something else in another few months. We'll see how it goes. I find these very enjoyable. And I like seeing people working together for just, you know, fun's sake. So let's see here. Also, some additional information for the network. The Webcomic Beacon Newscast is trying out a new format. We've been hearing after listening to some listeners. The Webcomic Beacon has taken upon itself to attempt a new format for the program, where they start off with straight news reporting and then finish off the show with a discussion section, so the news and commentary are separated to hopefully increase the enjoyment of the show. Go ahead and give the latest Webcomic Beacon newscast a listen. This is episode 54 for February 12th, 2012. Additionally, I'm hoping to get a plugin or a form that will help me do this to get some feedback from our listeners for all of the programming, what they like about what we do, what they don't like about what we do, what we can do to improve things, etc., etc. And if I can find a form that will save a name and email address, we can use that as an entry for the next comic book giveaway. Speaking of which, the Spring 2012 Webcomic Beacon Comic Book Giveaway, it's going to be finalized as far as the prize is going to be. Go to webcastbeacon.com/giveaway for more information on how to enter, including doing Becky Beacon art, link referrals, voicemail as possible entries. You can enter multiple times, so go ahead and check out how you can enter. This spring we'll be giving away four two-volume sets of the graphic novel Family Bones. One of these four winners will also get a copy of The Boobles, the Volume 1 package. The Breast Cancer Charity parody music CD. We had one of the guys that is involved with the Boobles on the show before when we were talking about The Fump, the funny music project. So you can go ahead and check out some of the samples on their site, of course, at theboobles.org. As well as you can check out more information on Family Bones, who has advertised with us before on the Webcast Beacon Network, at familybones.kingtractorpress.com. I actually have gotten this set as a review copy, and I will hopefully soon be doing an actual review. But I will give a hint. Yes, this is a good graphic novel. But I'll do an actual review. Hopefully, I'll try to do a video review. And I got a couple other books I can do other video reviews in the future as well. Just got to get on those. Once again, you can go to webcastbeacon.com/giveaway. That is all for this month's edition of the Webcast Beacon Network's network news post podcast. And this has been Fess of ArgerComic.com, and have a great rest of the week.